before we get into the sermon, I want to tell you something that I hope would encourage you to wait on God, because He knows who He wants to use.
Yes, sir.
I got to confess that I never in my whole life would have imagined that I would be here at the Greater Beulah Baptist Church, where lives are being transformed and hopefully changed. And if the truth be told, I really didn't want to be here, because but when God chooses you to do His will, hear me when I tell you, there's nothing and nobody who can change His appointment He has already made for you. And there are some people sitting in here right now under the sound of my weak voice who God is talking to, because He has chosen you and you're fighting His choosing. Help me, Holy Spirit. So now you're asking yourself, how do I know that God has chosen me? What are the parameters? What are the qualifications to be chosen by God? Well, come with me and let's walk the text, starting with verse 8. This is Paul talking in verse 8. This is what he says. He says, to me who am less, watch this, than the least of all the saints. He says, watch this, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, he said, this grace, watch this now, that God gave me so I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. So right at the offset, he says, God has chosen me and gave me some grace so I can preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now I need you to turn to your neighbor and this moment and tell them He's talking to you. Turn to the other side and say, He's talking to you. You are a Gentile. So that you will know, a Gentile is anybody who was not born a Jew, or anybody outside the Jewish family. Okay, let's read it again. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And verse 9 says, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. He's telling us that Jesus created everything. He goes on to verse 10, watch this, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Now, watch this. Now, here's what he's saying. God has empowered me to preach to the church so that the church would have the power, watch this now, to declare to the demons in hell that they ain't got no power right here. That's why I said, I'm going to make me some more shouting things. Y'all don't know when to shout. You don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying that he has empowered you to tell Satan that he ain't got no power over me. Everybody in this church should have been jumping up and shouting up and running up and down. Yeah, y'all walking around talking about the devil beating me up and messing with me, when God has already empowered you to tell Satan that he ain't got no power. Come on, talk back to me. We don't want this text. Look at verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And then he goes on. Can I go down to verse 12? In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. And verse 13 says, therefore, and I told you what therefore already. Right? Okay. I ask that you do not lose heart at the tribulation for you, which is your glory. And Beulah, all of it started, watch this, Paul said, because I got selected and God gave me grace, but he tells us that the first thing God looks at from the onset is how he chooses, and watch this, who is less than the least of the saints. Are y'all following me? In other words, God chooses people who realizes that they ain't all of that. And you know, some of you think you got it all together. And you so holy, you so righteous, and you so blessed and highly favored. But when you read this passage of scripture, Paul didn't say he was the least. He said he was less than the least. I'm still in this. But have you ever been to the store? And you bought a bag of potato chips? Some chips, you know, and the bag was so fluffy and full, and when you opened that bag, you thought you had 40 or 50 chips in it, only to find out that there was a whole lot of fluff in there, and you only had about 10 chips in it, and it really was nothing to it. Have you ever had that experience? Well, that's how some folks are. They got a lot of puffed up air. They pretend like they got it all together, only to find out that they ain't nothing but puffed up. And if the truth be told, they look good. But if you can peel one layer back, the worst part of the bottom, I'm talking about down here now, the worst part of South Baton Rouge is still in there. Wherever you come from, if you just peel one lay her back. Y'all playing like y'all been holy all your life. You peel one nail, you're just one hair late from being an addict. Yeah, from being a pimp or a prostitute. You look upright and divine, but you ain't all of that. And if the truth be told, that makes you a candidate. Watch this now. For God to use you. You're missing it. It started when Paul said, I am the less of the least of the saints. Do y'all understand what I'm saying this morning? Paul says, I'm less than the least, and God chose, first of all, the least. And Paul said, okay, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Come on, get your Bibles out. I told you to bring them. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Cover it. And look at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. Still hear the pages turning in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. He says the same thing. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Paul is saying this, out of all of the apostles that's there, I'm not even worthy to be an apostle. And the reason I'm not worthy is because when I look back, over my history, I see where I persecuted some Christians, and that makes me unworthy to be called an apostle. And we need to recognize that we too are not worthy, and to keep us in a posture of humbleness, just look back. From where you came from. Look back to what you used to be. What you used to do. if we are honest